This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In the meantime, some of the news from last night. Sabres got a big old win last night.
And now Tage Thompson on the wall, trying to find some room, but Iafallo gets it to the line. Not out. Norris, near circle, holds it, fires, deflected in front, scores! Jason Zucker follows it in. It's a power play goal. 1-0 Buffalo.
Oh, I love the power play goals. 5-1 final score, Sabres over the Winnipeg Jets. Josh Norris back. First time this season, played like a champ.
Nice tip pass. Norris has got a breakaway. Norris, Deke scores! Oh my goodness, what a return for Norris!
Just the tip.
It looks like he's been playing 25 games already, so that was awesome to see. He gave us a good little energy boost there and allowed us to get going.
It was Alex Tuck talking about having Josh Norris back, and yeah, it looked like he's been there the whole time. Came back, hit the ground running, nice big win for the Buffalo Sabres. Let's take a look at football last night. Wheeze, how do you feel after the Patriots won? How does this, so looking forward to what, tell me the scenario as far as the Bills are involved.
Well, here's the deal. The Bills, they have to beat Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati is fighting for their playoff lives. They're actually technically still alive, even with the 8 losses. They have to run.
There's a possibility.
Yeah, they have to run the table. They have to run the table. They have to go win 6 in a row, which they've done before. So it's not impossible for them. And Joe Burrow, looked amazing.
Burrow looked good. Like the toe didn't seem to be an issue. He was back 2 weeks earlier than expected.
No, they looked amazing. And now the Patriots go on a bye week. So when they come back, their first game will be at home against the Bills. So let's put it this way. If the Bills beat the Bengals, and then the Patriots game's a must win for a shot at winning the division. That's just for a shot, because even if we, let's say we win the next two games, we're still one game behind the Patriots. Right. We need the Patriots to lose at least one more time if we beat them.
So Monday Night Football last night, they were down 17-7 in the second quarter of Monday Night Football, game against the Patriots. The Giants, their kicker lines up for a 47-yard field goal attempt. Not impossible. Right up there with what gets done. One of the most accurate kickers in NFL history. He runs up, catches his foot or slams his toe directly into the turf about a half yard before the ball. Like,
oh, that had to hurt.
Whatever happened, he doesn't make contact with the ball. He hits the turf.
Cool.
That stops up at the flow. So in an awkward scene, he stumbles and falls forward before botching the... I mean, he's done this, you know, his entire career. Thousands of times he's done this. He's a pro, just something happened. So the placeholder kind of left to fend for himself. Patriots special teams swarmed him, lost 13 yards. Ball went to New England via turnover on down. So there was that. Update from Coach on Bill's injuries.
Joey Bosa has a hamstring. We'll see where that goes. Deion Dawkins remains in concussion protocol. Terrell Bernard, Spencer Brown, Joshua Palmer, Dalton Kincaid, all those are improving. We'll see where it leads us this week. And that's what I have for you.
All right. That's what I got. Injury update. Bills at home on Sunday. Joey Bosa's got a brother, right?
Yep. Nick.
Nick Bosa. Fellas in the news. NFL defensive lineman Nick Bosa quietly moving on from earlier dating rumors instead of the rumored link with Megan Maroney. The lineman plays for the 49ers. Yeah. Not right now, but
he's injured.
He's injured. Yeah. Reserve. Seems to be publicly dating a model named Ella Aleph. So over the weekend, Bosa posting a social media clip, coffee and football Sunday, cozying up with Ella sitting on his lap. I guess there was only one chair in the place. You know, when you go to a friend's house, you're trying to watch a game, there's only one chair.
He's like his brother. Joey's fiance is beautiful too. So,
yeah. So, brothers do what brothers do. There it is.
Exactly.
Oh, love, little football. There you go. Diddy slamming the Netflix documentary. Last night they were lawyers trying to block this doc from hitting Netflix. So my advice, if you care, if you want to watch, if you want to see the public feud, 50 Cent versus Diddy, play out. Watch it before it gets pulled. If the lawyers get it pulled from Netflix, who knows what we get to see and don't get to see. But Sean Diddy Combs fired off a blunt public warning ahead of today's premiere of a Netflix documentary. It's called Sean Combs, The Reckoning, calling the Netflix project a shameful hit piece. According to the statement from his team, the show uses what they describe as stolen footage that was never authorized for release, including intimate clips and private moments, material Diddy says he's been collecting for decades with plans to tell his own story on his own terms.
Oh.
They argue it's not just irresponsible, but it is fundamentally unfair and illegal. They also take aim at the fact the project is being produced by 50 Cent, longtime
rival
adversary. They're not buddies. They're not pals. They don't get along. But they say the choice is a personal breach of trust. On the other side, Netflix says their producer insists the footage was obtained legally and they have secured their rights. So there's that. Again, I watch it in case it gets pulled off of Netflix, if that's anything that is in your interest. But from what I saw, the documentaries that came out for the trial and everybody's interest in the yappy, yappy, yappa about it and everybody's podcast chiming in when the trial was happening, a lot of people want to see what the truth is.
Right.
Here's what you need to know. What I've learned about documentaries, it's never really the truth. It's someone's idea of the truth. It's what they want to tell you the truth is. So I know seeing is believing, but not so much here in 2025. So take it with a grain of salt, I think is the term. Uh-huh. Something like that. 6:28 is the time. Janet's off. I'm Nicholas Pickles. Coming up, we catch up with Young Gravy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.